Welcome back to Practicing Catholic. Hey, Cammie, good job.
Thank you.
Thank you for doing that.
Yeah,
that's
so
great.
Much fun.
You know, and when Cammie's not on the mic, she is doing some great work with podcasting our interviews and putting up our social media posts and all that sort of fun stuff. You can find links to all of those things over at practicingcatholicshow.org. Nope. .com.
I think both work.
Oh, really? Both work?
I believe so, yes.
That's pretty astounding.
That's cool. How'd you figure that one out?
our website technician extraordinaire, Nicole, has it all set up for us. So thank you to Nicole.
Nicole always does it well. Yes. Okay. Well, as Archbishop Hebda mentioned, the synod is something that we all need to pray for.
Yeah.
And you can join him for Mass and adoration to pray for the synod. February 26th, an 8 a.m. votive Mass. Adoration until 3:10 p.m. at the cathedral. Adoration includes members of the synod prayer team leading the rosary. That's followed by the Divine Mercy Chaplet. You can learn more at archspm.org/events.
Yep, that's a good place to go for all of the events going on.
It's a good clearinghouse.
It's a cornucopia.
Yes,
of things
I used
going
that
on.
Term last week.
Oh, I stole that from you. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
All right, very good. Well, for moms of young children, you know, Lent is coming up, and so March 5th from 8 to 11:30 a.m. at St. Raphael in Crystal. There's going to be a quiet, prayerful morning to prepare your hearts for Lent. Now, this does happen after Ash Wednesday, so you're actually already into Lent. But, hey, might as well kick it off well, right?
Absolutely.
It's always good to begin good things well. And guess what? You can find more information about this morning reflection for mothers and young children over at archspm.org/events. Yep, that's it. archspm.org/events.
So much great stuff there. Well, we just heard from Nell and Liz, and there are just so many great resources offered at blessedisshe.net. We mentioned Advent and Lent devotionals. They also have a daily devotional that you can open up in your email. It's all free. You can sign up there. To find this 52-week devotional that we talked about, you can go to blessedisshe.net, Barnes & Noble. It's available on Amazon, Google Play, and so many other places. It's a great opportunity for you to learn more of who you are in Him, recognize your gifts, and
I think
growing your identity in Christ.
I think Paul and I need to do a Blessed Is He devotional. What do you think, Paul?
I don't think so.
I'll let you two spearhead that.
No. I have enough things going on, and I think you do too.
Yeah, that's
probably
true.
I've actually been doing this manual devotional with a couple of close friends, and I've been seeing some fruit, so I can totally get my stamp of approval, as meager as that is. But,
all right. Well,
check it out.
52 weeks from now, we'll have you on the show, Cammie, to talk about all the fruit that it's born.
There you go. Say, great interview with Deacon Nathan Allen.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
Fascinating stuff talking about declarations of nullity. Mm-hmm. They aren't technically annulments. They're declarations of nullity. And staff members of the Archdiocesan Metropolitan Tribunal will be available for confidential consultations regarding declarations of nullity, and offer assistance in filling out the application. March 2nd, Ash Wednesday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. at the cathedral. You can learn more at archspm.org/events.
I think that's well worth your while if you or somebody you know is just wondering about annulments. Is it applicable to me?
It's fascinating stuff, really.
It really is.
I had the greatest time when I was doing my own at-home study of canon law, a lot of which is about marriage, and it's amazing stuff to read about, to learn about, to know about.
It is.
Patrick, you said you worked at the cathedral for our listeners.
Yeah,
and you said they were always busy.
Well,
on this day. So
I mean they have some. That's not to dissuade anybody from going, but yes,
right. But there's a thirst for the understanding. You know, I think there's a desire to understand annulment more deeply.
That's right.
Great opportunity.
Well, we've got another show coming up next week. CSAF, the Catholic Services Appeal Foundation, Tiso Rosales, the president, is going to be with us to tell us more about that. Also, how are you preparing your heart for Ash Wednesday? Father Michael Van Sloan is going to be with us. He's going to give us some great insight into the day itself, as well as the holy season of Lent. And as long as we're on the topic, we're going to have Dr. Kate Souchere sharing about some of the gifts of self that we can make during the holy season of Lent. That's all coming up next time. And this time, hear the word, receive the grace, and practice the faith.